Dr. Koki Agarwal. She is really the chief person at JPIGO running the MCSP program, which is funded by USAID. Kelly Sedana from USAID, and Mary Taylor, who works at the Arctic University in Norway. Wow, that's exciting. As a really a well-known health specialist. This is going to be much more of a roundtable discussion, and I'm going to start off with a couple of general questions, and then the panel will talk among itself, and then we'll go straight to questions. Please take a look at the new players' bios, because they have extensive experience. I'm going to start off asking Dr. Koki what she thinks, having been in this field for a long time, some of the critical gaps in the knowledge, the resources, and the ability of organizations to work together to achieve an end to maternal health.
Thank you, Joan. It's really exciting to be here and to be able to hear some of these wonderful discussions, and I'm really excited for this opportunity. But I think that one of the areas that we feel is a real issue is when we go into a country and do a facility assessment or do any kind of assessment that we talked about, a rapid health assessment, we recognize that many of the causes that we see as challenges that are not working are established within the health system. And the root cause of those things not working are because of the health system. And we need to be able to use that data, as many of the countries, the two country presentations that you saw highlighted the need to use that data to be able to make changes. And we don't have that data on a routine basis. So I think, making sure that we have the measurement and we have the ability to use that data to make changes within the health system is important. I think, as some very wise person had said, if we go into a country and keep doing the same thing over and over again, we are not likely to get a different outcome. So we need to think differently about how we invest in our country programs and what outcomes we are interested in. And so for that, data is very critical. And I really feel very privileged that within MCSP program, we have an explicit focus on health systems to be able to use that across the board so that we are not just looking at doing the routine trainings or the routine policy development, but we are actually looking at how we can address the health systems and bring all the players together, and we'll have an opportunity. You've seen some of the work that has been done in the countries, but that is absolutely necessary to bring all the players together to address these challenges.
Lee has obviously talked about how Gates is doing that, going down to the very local level and identifying individuals. But do any of you, Mary, have any comments on how, number one, the use of data and how to somehow centralize this data so it's more effective? And secondly, how to actually work within a country to bring partners together more effectively?
So, I mean, I think in terms of data, it's most important that everybody have the capacity to actually understand and use that data at the levels at which they work. So we actually aren't only talking about centralizing it at the national level, but empowering each level to do that. And I would add the community to that list. It's not just about the service delivery side. It's about the people who use the services as well. I think in terms of building country ownership and leadership, which you've heard is a consistent theme, I think, through everyone's presentations, that what you actually also need is the partners to get behind those leaders. And it's, we talk about country leadership, but it's not a glass of water, a thing, now we've got it, right? It's a process. Mm-hmm. And a system, and a long-term system. So it's a matter of also the development partners looking at their own behavior and the results of that behavior over time to see what best builds and enables that leadership to move forward through generations and also to embed it in every single level of the health system. And so I guess that's actually almost a question I would pose back to the panel, is how are development partners looking at their own work in from that particular sense? What is your behavior, your decision-making, your investments, and have those been effective, and are there better ways to actually do it? How do we improve the development partner part of that picture?
Kelly, over to you, since AID is the big player in many of these countries.
Sure, so maybe I'll answer your question first and then go to Mary's, but I think part of your question was about what are some of the gaps in the knowledge that we had, and I want to make sure we're thinking about that as well, because it was mentioned earlier that Acting on the Call report this year identified 29 interventions that were evidence-based. But it's not that there's only 29 interventions that are evidence-based. It's that there was evidence on 29 interventions. Mm-hmm. And so there's a need to study further interventions, I think, to have a better understanding of how we can link health systems directly to the outcomes we're trying to achieve. And then within that, I think there's also a need to understand the interactions among health systems interventions. And so what we don't often study is how strengthening one part of a health system might affect another part of a health system. And I think there's both quantitative and qualitative ways that we can do that, but I think that those are sort of gaps broadly that I would help improve our interventions within the health system space. I think to Mary's question, which is a very important one, and I think with the development community has started to look a little bit more internally at that, especially with the proliferation of data systems that are out there, and how can we move towards aligning around country systems, ensuring that we're using open source systems such as DHIS2, and making sure that if we're introducing a new system within a country, we're building that on what already exists to use the data. And then I think there's also a need on the part of the development sort of global community and donors is to accept some imprecision and poor quality in the data. I think we default to gold standard survey data or internationally recognized because we have more confidence in those results. But I also think we need to think about whether or not that creates disincentives to creating country systems, because we know that at least in the beginning, the quality may not be as good. And so how can we balance building country systems and using country systems and those data internationally with a recognition that at least at the early stages, it might be poor quality?
Joan, can I?
Sure, yeah, please.
I just wanted to go back to that question about bringing the partners together, and I wanted to share, I think, what Stephen had didn't highlight, but in Rwanda and in Mozambique, I think the way our program has worked and developed work plans in the country is by bringing the government, the mission, the USAID mission, and the partners together to lay out what needs to be done by this program. It's not just our team working in isolation to develop. And it's taken a little longer to develop that work plan, but bringing in that partnership, understanding what's happening across the country at the outset is a much more successful way of building a sustainable program.